CLX Mobile.
Monitoring.
CLX, N0TR. Good afternoon, Mike. Fire and probe here, split three ways. Can you beat that, Mike?
No, can't. But I just decided to pop a half a day of vacation on my boss and I left.
This is N0TR. Well, congratulations. Person needs a little rest time now and then. We're over here by W4DJW's horse farm near his addition. It isn't his horse farm, but I don't know if he'd want it or not, but they're sure pretty to look at.
Get the time with the timer. I saw my share over the last few weeks. I've been up in Kentucky for a week at a time in the last month. See plenty of that.
That's one state. I've flown over and landed there once, but never got to get out and see the beautiful horse farms there. That's a little above my pay grade, but they're still beautiful to look at, I'll tell you for sure. Our granddaughter is a horse jumper, and I'll tell you, that's a sport that's for the elite.
Pretty high to jump a horse.
Yeah, I don't know how many hands that would be. I know that's the way they measure them, but she rides jumping horses in the showings and things like that. To me, I don't think that's a good thing because it's hard on the horses. And it's a wonderful hobby. It's been better than boys anyways at her age.
An expensive sport. I had a cousin whose daughter jumped horses. The guy was a dentist. Only way that you could afford it.
Parents definitely weren't rich, but she's a great girl. She just getting ready to graduate from Ohio State in logistics, and she got a minor in German. And I think she's going to stay one more semester, isn't she, Bernice, for something. But she worked at Home Depot. She worked at the horse farms, shoveling you know what, and training horses to help pay for habit, hobby. Shouldn't say habit. So we're awful proud of her. She's done a good job. She'll be here one day for Christmas, and her parents are going to be here a few days.
Maybe you can take her out to DJW's horse farm and have her ride around.
It'd be a step down. No, it doesn't belong to Dave. It's just right there in front of his Silver Lake or Silver Creek Edition, whatever they call it. And always enjoy seeing the mostly young ladies out there riding them. And their mom and dad's probably got the same idea. It's cheaper than boys.
Just trying to speed up. Get around this turkey here. He's pulling a nice trailer with a nice cover on it, but that's not stopping the drywall from flying out of it.
Had a couple of different things fly out of trailers. One of them was a lawnmower that jumped out right in front of us, and it was bumper-to-bumper traffic on I-435 coming out of Kansas City, going around Kansas City. And that sucker landed right squarely in my lane. And it just, I hit the brakes in a linear deceleration, so I didn't throw everybody out, but rather firm. And that sucker just coasted right out of the way and made it through the other lane, and nobody hit it there on the way. How, I don't know. It was a push mower, of all things. And another time I had a log jump out in front of us, but I was kind of prepared for that. It was up on 69 Highway, just out of Kansas City, matter of fact. We lived in the southeast corner, but I had to go up there to the hospital every now and then, or to pick up one of the kids and fly in to KCI International. But both of them was pretty close calls. The second one wasn't too bad, though. I told Bernice before it ever jumped out, I said, that log's not going to stay on there. And it was what we call a Hetz tree, which is about as hard as a rock. It's harder than oak is. And they call it Osage Orange up there. But I missed it, thank heavens.
So it was just chunks of drywall. But dang, that stuff would hit the wind stream and fly up about 20 feet.
But, and the danger is if you dodge it and somebody else in the other lane, well, there you go. I had an acorn drop out of a tree down here and shatter a windshield. It didn't shatter at all, but it ruined the windshield. It was in a Toyota Avalon, which is a sound-absorbent windshield, and they're not cheap, but compensation insurance paid for it, thankfully.
Be happy. My Avalon needed a new windshield. Toyota replaced it with aftermarket. Didn't work. The camera didn't work in my Avalon. I had to wait 8 or 9 months for them to make a new one. And they put it in for free, but man, now when anything hits my windshield, I'm not happy.
When that happened to us, there was like $1,400. There are three layers in them. And so I know what you're talking about, Mike. I wouldn't be happy either. We didn't have any trouble, though, down here. Mike, we have arrived at the QTH here. Bernice is needing a new hip. And so until she gets that fixed, I got to let her out upstairs and unload some stuff down here and, you know, the routine. And God bless her. I hope that fixes everything. And I know it will. Anyways, nice talking to you, Mike. And have a Merry Christmas. N6CLX in 0TR. Be safe out there. 73.
Take care of Bernice there. My wife needs a knee replacement. She's talking about putting it off so she can strengthen things. So I know where you're at. I'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas to you. I'm hoping I'll talk to you before then. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.